Welcome to Dealing with Depression, Lesson 1, Introduction. My name is Linda Bjork. I'm an author of several self-help books, including You Got This, An Action Plan to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress, Crushed, A Journey Through Depression, and others. I'm also the founder and executive director of Hope for Healing, a nonprofit charity that offers tools, information, resources, and a plan to increase happiness, build confidence and self-esteem, strengthen relationships, manage stress, and help alleviate symptoms of depression and anxiety. This audio course is designed for anyone who is dealing with depression or anyone who has a loved one who is dealing with depression. And I share this message with personal and tender feelings because I am a person who struggled with depression for about 5 years. I have compassion for what you're going through. I understand the feelings of despair, helplessness, and hopelessness. I'm going to share a few things in this course that I hope will be helpful to you as you endure this challenge. First, I'm going to share an analogy to help get a visual image to relate to the situation. I'll share some of my personal story. I'm also going to share a little bit about depression and how it affects a person. And I'll also share some things that we can do to overcome feelings of depression. Just for clarification, I want everyone to understand that nothing that I share with you can be considered medical advice. Only a healthcare professional is qualified to do that. But I can share the unique perspective of a person who has been there and come back again. I want to start with an analogy to give a visual description and some perspective on the challenge that people with depression are facing. In the Lord of the Rings movies, directed by Peter Jackson and based on the books by J.R.R. Tolkien, there is a character named Theoden, who is the king of Rohan. During his reign, there was a lot going on, and his people really needed a good leader. There was a war going on, and his only son and heir was killed in battle. But King Theoden didn't really care about anything that was going on with his family or his kingdom, because he was under Saruman's spell. It was not until he was freed from the spell by Gandalf that he was able to become his true self again. When he was himself, then he could handle his problems and be a good leader. But when he was under the spell, he couldn't think clearly or rationally. We're going to liken this story to dealing with depression. A person dealing with depression is not their true self. It's rather like being under a spell that affects thinking and decision making. There is another example in the show Stranger Things on Netflix, where a boy named Will Byers is taken over by the Shadow Monster, or Mind Flayer. It's a similar scenario in that a normal, good person is under the influence of a powerful force that makes it so they're not their true selves. I hope that you're familiar with at least one of these examples because they offer a lot of insight into the experience of living with depression and the process of healing from depression. In both of these stories, King Theoden's release and Will's exorcism, there is a great internal battle before they become free. Likewise, working through emotional difficulties toward healing can feel like a battle. In fact, during the process of healing, it can feel worse for a period of time than it was when a person was just depressed. And that was the case for both King Theoden's release and Will's exorcism. And even though these characters would admit that the battle was hard, I'm sure that they would both agree afterwards that it was worth it. Healing is a battle worth winning. And for most people, it is a battle that we can win. In the next lesson, we'll be talking a little more about winning this battle of healing. we'll explain some of the physiology behind depression, why it's so hard to heal from depression, and what needs to happen so that we can win this battle. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by Confucius. He said, "Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall."